An organization which calls itself the Parents Music Resource Center, headed by a woman with the unlikely name of Tipper Gore, has pressured record companies into placing warning labels on albums with potentially offensive lyrics. These labels would tentatively include X for profane, violent, or sexually explicit lyrics, O for occult lyrics, and D/A if the song mentions drugs or alcohol. Now, this is the kind of moral victory that looks good in the front page, but the only thing that's really been accomplished is the creation of ulcers in record company executives. When records get these warning labels, who's going to read them? Do Mom and Dad spend a lot of time browsing down at the record shop? Do Mom and Dad spend a lot of time looking in Junior's record collection? Well, maybe if you're Tipper Gore, you have time for these things, but most moms and dads are too busy putting dinner on the table. So who will read these warning labels? Kids. An X label on a disc by, say, the Lust Doggies will probably increase record sales, if anything. Unless your kids are tone-deaf or perfect, they only listen to what other kids are listening to. That's a teenage fact of life. But listen, if you insist on putting warning labels on records, give me the job. I'll keep morality out of it and keep the judgments purely critical. Prince, for example, will get a P for pompous. Sting gets a PR for pretentious. Motley Crue an S for stupid. Power Station an I/M in it for the money. Billy Idol gets a CP for creepy poser, and David Lee Roth gets a D/M to indicate his unique position as Dean Martin for the 80s. We can have a D for derivative, B for boring, TMS for too many synthesizers, CS for can't sing, NPL for needs piano lessons, and PC to indicate a Prince clone. OP means overproduced, UFM means untalented fashion models, and for the advanced consumer, I've got BVO MTV, bad video on MTV, I've got PMA, CTM, pays more attention to clothes than music, DTSTALSA, doing the same thing as last 17 albums, CROSY, HTYA, cynical rehash of songs you heard 20 years ago, and of course OGWAMT, MMTQ, old guys who are making too much money to quit. Put me on the job, America. I'll protect our youth. As for Prince, who seems to be the big villain on everybody's list, I certainly don't think Prince is James Joyce, as record exec Clive Davis claimed he was in a recent Today show. Kids can't dance to James Joyce. But anybody who can write a song like Raspberry Beret can be forgiven a lot of things, including being X-O-D/A-P and, of course, C-M-A-H-B-S-W-C-O-A-T-A, coy mysticism and half-baked sensuality, which can only appeal to adolescents. Squeeze that on your label, America. I gotta go.